A lot of people have narrow ideas about the way God conveys vision. Some expect to see writing, really big writing, on some wall somewhere, maybe on a billboard beside the road. Others are waiting for the audible voice, sports announcer style, saying, "Here's my vision for your life." Hear the echo? And for those who prefer the King James Version, the voice should say, "Hearken unto the Lord thy God, who speaketh unto thee." Yes, God used each of these methods, but not for everyone. Remember, God speaks in different ways to different people. Let's examine three examples in the Bible. God gave Joseph his chazon by means of a dream. The next day, Joseph told his brothers what he dreamed. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 7, it says, "We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." Joseph had a vision or a dream that God's plan was to make him a great leader, and God did. Moses, on the other hand, received his vision from God's audible voice, coming from a burning bush. See Exodus chapter 3. As Moses bowed in the presence of God, the Lord revealed his life's purpose: to rescue the Israelites from Egypt, to lead them, and to convey God's word to mankind. And Moses did. How did Nehemiah receive a chazon from God? At the end of Israel's 70 years of exile, he got permission to return to Jerusalem. He discovered his vision when he looked at the destroyed city walls and he wondered, "Why won't someone do something about these walls?" See Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 11 through 17. His vision came from a burden, something that bothered him, something that wasn't the way it was supposed to be, and Nehemiah devoted his life to solving the problem. Each of these men perceived God's plan in his own unique way, and each one followed God's chazon. That's why their lives made such an enormous difference. How could God show you his chazon for you? Any way and any time he pleases. Dr. Dennis Dunham, a good friend of mine, is an international recruiter for a private university. Although very successful in his career, Dr. Dunham expressed that something was missing in his life. During one of his international business trips, Dr. Dunham visited an impoverished orphanage in Togo, Africa. What he experienced changed him forever. Dr. Dunham discovered his own chazon. God was going to use him to help transform that orphanage, not just to feed them, but to educate every child and give them an otherwise unreachable life opportunity. After 18 months of behind-the-scenes work, Dr. Dunham raised enough awareness and interest to help build an orphanage, train Togo locals to run a profitable business, and feed the children who would otherwise have starved to death. The children in Togo know of the American who has worked to change their lives. Dr. Dunham tells them that he does it because Jesus loves them. He says it is his reason for living. Is something missing from your life? Are you aware that God has more for you? Seek him. Just like Joseph, Moses, Nehemiah, and Dr. Dunham, he will give you a chazon. And not just any, but one that is tailored specifically for you. Then you'll know how you can impact the world.